This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The 20th annual Arkansas poll is being released today. Designed and analyzed by Janine Perry, professor of political science at the University of Arkansas, the annual poll is one of the oldest public state polls in the country. Over the past two decades, the poll has tracked the public opinion of Arkansans through 17,000 phone interviews. This year, the poll is based on phone interviews with 1,200 randomly selected participants statewide. This morning, Perry came to Studio 123 to discuss the results of this year's poll.
The Arkansas poll is the state's only annual public opinion poll that's wholly public in the sense that it's nonprofit, it's nonpartisan, it's run and sponsored by the Blair Center inside Fulbright College at the University of Arkansas. And we make our data available to everyone, our results available to everyone, and all of our methods are totally transparent. And we have been doing that for 20 years.
And so this year, the poll was released this morning. And one of the big, I don't know if change is the right word, but one of the questions that had a different result maybe than last year was on climate change. Can you explain to me a little bit about that?
Yeah. I've asked about climate change on and off over the years, just because it's a topic I'm interested in. And most years we saw not a lot of concern, and I think even more interestingly from a social science perspective, not much change about the level in the level of concern. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when you don't see much change in issues of public policy, public opinion on public policy, that's actually kind of a good thing from a scholarly perspective because it means that in any given year, you're probably not just measuring noise, but you're actually measuring how people feel and what they think about a topic. So it's pretty rare to see big changes in a year over year. You'll see gradual change, mm-hmm. right, over 10 years or over 20 years on some topics. But this year, we saw a double-digit increase in the percentage of people who thought climate change was likely to affect them in their lifetime. And then the corresponding double-digit point decrease in the percentage of people who didn't think it would affect them during their lifetime. And there's some really interesting new scholarship out about how connection to climate events and, of course, how the media connect those climate events to climate change is affecting the way that people view climate change and helping them sort of helping us reach where the science has been for quite some time. So I don't have a way to tease that out in the data, but I suspect that Arkansans are looking at Florida and Houston and the East Coast and the fires in the West and consuming directly or indirectly some news that's saying, hey, the severity and the frequency of these storms is probably related to climate change, you're already experiencing climate change. So I thought it was really interesting to see that in the state of Arkansas.
And you said there was a double-digit change. What exactly was the percentage?
So just to illustrate the magnitude of the change, in 2015 and 2016, it was 25% of Arkansans who thought that climate change would pose a serious threat to you or your way of life in your lifetime. And in 2017, that had come up to 30%. This year, it was 46%. So almost half of Arkansans are looking around and wondering about the future on the planet.
Were you surprised, as someone who does polls, to see it increase by so much mm-hmm. year over year?
Yes. And that's something that we just don't typically see jumps of that magnitude when we're asking the question the same way. And, of course, that's the beauty of asking the question the same way for 5 years, for 10 years, or for many of these questions for 20 years, is that you can see subtle changes. But in this case, it's not just a subtle change. It's actually been a significant increase. Another place where we've seen some big jumps like that in just a year over year or in a small time frame would be on issues related to gays and lesbians, just as we've seen nationally, although slightly lagged behind those changes. More and more Arkansans are saying, and we see that on this year's poll, that they have a friend or family member who is gay or lesbian, and/or more and more Arkansans are just embracing, you know, the full menu of civil rights and civil liberties for those folks and essentially not thinking it makes that much of a difference. So we've seen changes like that on those issues. There's one other area, which, of course, was the change in partisanship among independents, but we might want to come back to that.
Sure, later. We can do that. We can come back to politics.
Okay.
let's talk about healthcare a little bit. Today mm-hmm. is open enrollment begins, mm-hmm. and healthcare is something that you've been looking at with a poll and tracking for a little bit. What did you find this year?
So the main way we looked at healthcare this year was just its appearance, as it has been from the very beginning, in the list of top problems or issues that are facing Arkansans today. And I've always thought it's kind of fun. We do this question differently every other year. So in odd-numbered years, we just ask people an open-ended form of the question, and then we record as quickly as we can the answers that they offer so that we're not predetermining what people care about. And then the following year, in the even year, we take the top six issues from the previous year, and we can much more quickly and inexpensively capture opinion. So we have this kind of rotating thing. This year was the close-ended question from six answer options that Arkansans volunteered to us in last year's poll. And so those included healthcare, drugs, education, the economy, politicians/politics, and crime. And in this year, we usually see healthcare bump around in the top two or three categories. But this year, ever so slightly, it comes out on top just ahead of drugs, which really only have made an appearance in the last few years. And I think it's pretty safe to assume that that's because of the opioid epidemic, its effect in Arkansas and surrounding states, and then, of course, nationwide. So really, if you kind of combine those together, that's almost half of our sample that's concerned about the health and well-being of themselves and their neighbors.
Another issue that's been more prevalent mm-hmm. these days is diversity. And right now there's a lot of conversation kind of tied to diversity and immigration with the caravan that's making its way through Mexico. It's been in the news lately. Is diversity something that you addressed in this poll?
Yes. In addition to a similar battery to what we did with gay and lesbian issues last year, we did a repeat of that battery again and found very similar results. We've done a lot of issues. One of my fields is gender in politics and women in politics. So we've done issues related to that over several years. But this year, we formed a partnership with Engage Arkansas at the Northwest Arkansas Council. And they were wanting to do some things related to the role of diversity in a growing economy and building a welcoming community. And so we worked together to come up with a battery of about 10 questions that we asked just in Benton and Washington counties and also statewide. And we did do kind of some regional analysis, a really big poll back in 2008 at our 10-year mm-hmm. anniversary. But it's very expensive to poll at that level. You'd have to get, you know, a lot more respondents. So anyway, we were able to do it thanks to that partnership this year. And we found, you know, some really interesting things statewide and then, of course, in Northwest Arkansas. But I would say the main takeaway is that most Arkansans think that an increasingly diverse workforce and increasing diversity in the community is either a good thing or it makes no difference. We saw really single digits of people saying that, say, more women in the workforce in the last few decades or more gays and lesbians in the workforce or more immigrants in the workforce. Most folks, you know, people were unlikely to say that that made things worse.
Okay.
For most folks, it was better, or they thought that it really didn't make a difference. In addition, we asked folks when it comes to promoting equality for people of different races and ethnicities, and then also for issues related to sex and gender, did they think that the country and or Arkansas and or the region had done enough, or did they think there was more to do? And the great majority of people for all categories in Northwest Arkansas and statewide thought that there was more to do. So I think it's an interesting time to try to capture those attitudes and our goal. I know the Northwest Arkansas Council is really interested in kind of tracking that over time and seeing how it unfolds as the region in particular, but also the state, continue to change.
And let's talk a little bit about politics. We have a general election coming up November 6th, so next Tuesday. And politics is something that the poll always addresses. And I guess to start with, you can kind of pat yourself on the back that you guys have been able to say that you're fairly accurate with these results?
Yes, we've had a really good run with accuracy. While our main purpose isn't to be in the enterprise of election prediction, of course that's what interests everybody. So
sure.
I've had to come to grips with that. And I bite my nails every year, particularly if there's a squeaker race. Yes, and really the reason we've actually had some attention from the New York Times, from 538.com, for in a changing polling environment, still getting really spot on results. And it's really just because we've got a great call center, issues and answers network, and we are still paying for, it's quite expensive, really the gold standard, you know, which is still trying to get a random sample of adults and using live interviewing methods. And our again this year, it's not uncommon, but it happened again this year that the call center actually volunteered, as I was checking in with them one time, to say, Arkansans are really nice.
Oh, really?
And I think call center employees don't always find that to be the case in their line of work, but I think that's really sweet. So we get a really good response rate. We work hard to do it. We've upped our cell sample now, so the responses that are completed via cell phone instead of landline to try to keep the sample more representative, that's now up to 60% of the interviews that we conduct. When we first started, it was, I think, 15 or 20% of the calls we were making. So in any case, we're constantly bobbing and weaving to try to get a sample that accurately captures a snapshot of the public. And hopefully we did that again this year.
And statistically, how accurate are you?
So the last couple of high-profile elections, I would say going back to 2010 or so, as Arkansas was in a time of transition from Democratic dominance to Republican dominance, we've been within 1 or 2 points of capturing the spread of the actual election outcome. So if you look at the Bozeman-Lincoln race or the Cotton-Pryor race, and several of the gubernatorial races prior to that time, if there's a presidential contest, we're usually within a few points. We've had a few high-profile misses, but those are typically on ballot measures, which are a lot harder to capture accurately on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing it on the phone is a lot different from reading it on your ballot. So the one or two that we've actually, you know, really blown were, I think, about 10 years ago or so on an issue actually related to gays and lesbians and fostering and adoption.
Mm-hmm.
It was really related to people who were cohabitating and fostering and adoption back in 2004 or so. But those are the hardest to capture. But when it comes to election prediction, that's something it turns out we've been pretty good at. Just statistically speaking, because it's only there's a confidence interval and
sure.
There's only a 95% chance that you're right and, you know, all those things that people might remember from a statistics class they had once. You know, at some point, you know, you're bound to blow it. But so far, so good.
Did you look at any of the issues on the ballot this year?
We did. We actually ended up wanting to test, for research purposes, really, three of them. One of them, as a lot of your listeners will know, was knocked off by the Supreme Court midstream. We dropped the term limits question while we were in the field. You know, you just stop asking people that question because you don't want to misinform them.
Right, because it's not happening anymore.
Yes,
that's
right. So we don't want them to be confused when they go to the polling place. So, this year we asked about minimum wage, which is issue 5, and then we also asked about referred amendment 2. And really, just as some other polling has shown recently, we got strong majorities favoring both of those issues.
And issue 2 is the one that would make a constitutional amendment for a voter ID.
Yes. And so Arkansas joining a collection of some other states, you know, and requiring the ID be provided in order to cast a ballot, and it looks like that has strong support in Arkansas.
And did you poll any particular races like the gubernatorial race?
We did. We try to stick with the top of the ticket races, you know, because we have a statewide sample. It would be really fun. We have done it before, I guess, in 2008, I mentioned. But in this year, we just did a statewide sample, and we just took the one at the top of the ticket, which, of course, is the Arkansas governor's race. Given the climate and the switch from Democratic dominance to Republican dominance in Arkansas, we saw that the incumbent Republican has a strong lead, probably not much to the surprise of most folks.
Was there anything in the results that surprised you this year?
I'll offer two answers to that. Mm-hmm. One is that it's usually kind of a relief to a pollster if there aren't surprises in a poll, because most people don't really change their fundamental attitudes. And so consistency is generally what I'm looking for, long-term patterns and subtle changes. And mostly that's what we see again this year, with some of the exceptions that we've talked about. But the second thing I would say about that is that I've been closely watching, as have a lot of other folks in my circle, I know, the partisan identification and the ideological preference questions, because we ask these every year. They're basically part of our demographic battery. So we want to know how old you are and how much education you have and how frequently you go to church. And we want to know whether, generally speaking, you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, or what. And since 2010, so matching the big change in election outcomes, we have seen a shift in those percentages. So this year, the percentage of Arkansans statewide identifying as Republican is up to about a third, and that would be one of the higher numbers that we've seen. The percentage identifying as Democrats is at 25%. And that would be one of the lower ones that we've seen. Oh, excuse me, the percentage of Democrats is at about 28%. And then independents are about a third, and they typically hover somewhere between 35 and 40%. So no huge changes there. Again, 20 years of sort of hovering in those areas with a slight uptick in the Republican brand. But it's the independents who really make or break statewide elections in Arkansas. And while in 2010 we saw this hard rightward shift, particularly among very likely voters, as saying, well, they lean Republican, mm-hmm. right? So you take that 38% of independents and you ask them, no, really, you can tell me. Uh-huh. And what we found in 2010 or so is that just about half of them were leaning to the right. That this year, again, it's down a little bit. It was last year. It's now 43% of the very likely voters, so down just slightly. And the Democratic leaners is actually up just slightly. And then the just independent, right, obviously is something that's remained about the same. So it's just interesting to me, the high proportion of Arkansans who identify themselves still as independent, even when they're clearly casting their ballots for Republicans. But I suspect that's something that will continue to last for some time to come.
If people want to read the full poll, mm-hmm. will be available online?
Yes. The easiest thing, I think, to do is just to Google the Arkansas poll in quotes, and you can find us that way. You can find all 20 years of data. You can find exactly how we ask the questions. You can find the summary report for each year. You can find our track record of election prediction, which I do keep track of. And you can find a list of some of our poll-related scholarly publications.
Well, Janine, thank you so much for your time, and congrats on another poll.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Janine Perry, professor of political science at the University of Arkansas and the director of the 2018 Arkansas poll, which was released today. She spoke with me inside the Carver Center for Public Radio this morning. You can find a link to the full results on our website, ozarksatlarge.com.